The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 20th chapter. The unprecedented events of the day of resurrection continue as the risen Jesus appears to his fearful disciples. A week later, after Thomas worships Jesus, Jesus pronounces that the blessings of the resurrection are also for those who have not seen and yet believe. I begin reading at verse 19. When it was evening on that day, the first day of the week, and the doors of the house where the disciples had met were locked for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." When he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." But Thomas, who was called the twin, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the mark of the nails in his hands, and put my finger in the mark of the nails and my hand in his side, I will not believe." A week later, his disciples were again in the house, and Thomas was with them. Although the doors were shut, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands. Reach out your hand and put it in my side. Do not doubt, but believe." Thomas answered him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have come to believe." Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written so that you may come to believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that through believing you may have life in his name. The Gospel of the Lord. You may be seated. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Have you ever had a Charlie horse where your leg muscle just balls up in a big knot and it's painful? Anytime you try to move it, you just feel that pain coming up, and it usually comes after a day of working hard or using that leg quite a bit, and that leg muscle just balls up, it tightens up, and it's tied up until it gets loose again. Or have you ever been locked up in a room? Maybe by accident, or maybe somebody actually locked you up in a room. I know one time our daughter got locked up in the bathroom. She was a toddler, and she had walked into the bathroom and had managed to push the door shut, and then she reached up and pushed the little button on the doorknob. She was big enough to do that, but she wasn't big enough yet to actually turn the doorknob to release the lock. And so she panicked, and she started hollering and fussing and crying, it was a harrowing experience for her. It was also a trying experience for us as parents, too, trying to figure out, how do you get her unlocked? How do you get that out of there? Because we had no key, and we had to finally figure out how to do that. Or maybe you've been actually put into jail, maybe because of something stupid that you did, or maybe by accident, some misunderstanding, or maybe by something even more serious. To hear those gates slam shut, the doors slam shut, and know that you are locked away, put away. In our gospel lesson today, Jesus says, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." All of these things actually have something in common. Having a Charlie horse, being locked in a room, being put away in jail, and forgiving sins. It has something to do with what Jesus or what Jesus mentioned earlier about binding and loosing. To bind up, to tie up, to enclose, to lock away, or to loose, to set free, to release it, to make it go again. This whole idea here of Jesus saying to his disciples, whatever sins that you forgive, they are forgiven. Whatever sins that you retain, they are retained. Giving that power to his disciples, and it was very much unheard of, because within the Jewish religion in that day and time, if the only person or the only way that you could be forgiven of sins is by God, and the only way to know that is to go to a priest in the Levitical line, and only that priest could declare that you are clean, that you are forgiven of your sins, and that it was God that forgives your sins. But before you do that, you have to go through a time of cleansing, a time of purity, a time of maybe fasting, a time of repentance, and then you also had to offer up an appropriate sacrifice, whether it was maybe a dove or a lamb, maybe a bull, maybe a grain offering, maybe oil offering, had to be raised up for God. A sacrifice had to be made, and then you were forgiven of your sins. And that's the way it worked. But here, Jesus opens it up. He opens it up completely and says, you have the power now to forgive the sins. You have the power to retain those sins. If you think about it, it's true, and we do practice that in different ways. One is we started off our service this morning with our confession of stating that we are bound to sin. We are bound to that guilt. And then we also heard the absolution, where we are set free. We are set free from that guilt. We are set free from that sin. Also, when we pray the Lord's Prayer, we say, forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Kind of a scary thought, but we have that power to forgive other people. We have that power to retain that sin, retain that guilt. The whole Easter story can be explained within the context of this binding and loosing, of this forgiving or retaining. It can be explained. For instance, Jesus, if you look at Jesus, he was bound. He was arrested. He was put into custody. His hands probably were tied either in chains or with leather straps. And he was hauled away. He was no longer a free person. He was put on trial. He was tied to a post and whipped. And then he was nailed down to a cross. Nailed down to a cross. He was bound. He was bound. And then death took a hold of him. Jesus Christ died. He was bound by death, just as all of us one day will be bound by death. And then on top of that, he was not only bound by death, but then he was taken and put into a grave and locked away. A huge stone is rolled over the entrance of that grave, and he is locked away. Jesus is bound. But the power of God would not be held by those bounds. The power of God would not be locked up. Jesus Christ rose from the dead. Jesus Christ was set free. And he was set free in such a way that he would never be bound again. And he was set free in such a way that he could set all people free, even though they are bound. Jesus Christ was bound, but he was set free. He rose from the dead. The disciples here in this story are also bound. They're bound for different reasons. For one, they're bound by fear. They're afraid that the religious leaders were going to come back after them. They got Jesus, why not come after his followers? And so they were bound by fear. They were also bound by their own decisions. They locked themselves up in a room. They shut off the rest of the world and locked themselves up in a room. They were bound by shock as well, I think, that all of these events that took place in just these few days, of Jesus being arrested, of him being put on trial, of him being tortured, of him being killed, of him being buried. It's too much shock. And then they heard those reports coming in from some of the women that he's alive. No, it can't be true. They would not believe it. They had bound themselves so that they would not believe. But Jesus would not be held by these bounds. Jesus broke through those locked doors. Jesus breaking through those locked doors also releases them of their fear. They don't even think of fear anymore. They see Jesus as alive. How can this be? And they worship him. Jesus says, peace be with you. Peace be with you. Get rid of all those fears. Get rid of that shock. Get rid of those bounds that tie you. And the disciples are set free. They're set free. And as the story continues later on, then 50 days later, they receive that Holy Spirit. And they go out and they proclaim that news of Jesus Christ. Or as we read in our first lesson for today then too, people are still trying to bind them up. The religious leaders told them, you should not speak in the name of Jesus Christ. But yet they're still out there proclaiming Jesus Christ. And so they get arrested. And they get hauled before those religious leaders. But what happens to them? They will not stay bound. Even though the religious leaders are trying to bind them up, to lock them away, to put a cap on that message. They're not willing to go along with that. They continue to proclaim the message of Jesus Christ. They have been set free. They have been loosed. And they proclaim that message of Jesus Christ. Or here in the story again today with Thomas. Thomas bound himself. He bound himself up. He put his own bounds on himself. Even though he heard the reports that Jesus was alive, he heard it from the disciples, he heard it from the women, he said, I will not believe. He ties himself up. I will not believe until I see the proof myself. What happens? He's there that next week, and sure enough, Jesus shows up again behind those closed doors, and Thomas believes. He says, my Lord and my God. Thomas is released. He's set free. And he too becomes one of the apostles that goes out and shares that good message of Jesus Christ. So what about us? We feel bound up. Do we feel like free people? Do we feel bound up? Sometimes we tie ourselves up. We put bounds on ourselves. Maybe it's by the decisions that we've made. Bad decisions. And so we have to suffer those consequences. We're bound by that. We're bound by our guilt. We're bound by our sins. Sometimes we're bound by other people placing bounds upon us. Maybe an abusive relationship. Maybe it's because of a disease or a sickness or an illness, an accident, something going on with you that you can't control, but yet you are bound up and you're consumed by it. Maybe it's by the decisions of what you want to bind yourself up with. Maybe you're infatuated with property, with wealth, and you lay hold claim of it. You say, it's mine. And that starts to wrap around you. And you get paranoid. You get protective. You start to fight with other people. We bind ourselves up. But Christ comes and sets us free. We are tied to that cross and to that resurrection in our baptism. It is in our baptism that we are washed clean of our sins. Those bounds are washed away. Those ties are washed away. The things that have us nailed down are pulled out. We are set free in Jesus Christ. We're made alive. We have been given that promise that we will be saved. And here in this gospel lesson, Jesus gives us that authority to be his disciples. He says, receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained. We have that power to forgive sins. If someone sins against you, you have the power to say, you are forgiven. And with that, a relationship can be restored once again. But it even goes further beyond that to say, you are only forgiven in that way. It also helps you yourself. If you forgive somebody else, you're released from your bounds, from your binding. You don't have to worry about holding a grudge against another person. You can have a free relationship with that other person once again. You don't have to worry about retaliating. You are set free. You are free to live once again. But it even goes beyond that then too. This whole idea of being able to forgive, because the whole world is hurting. This whole world needs forgiveness. This whole world needs to hear that message of Jesus Christ and what Christ did for us on that cross and through that resurrection. They need to hear that message. They need to hear that they are created human beings, created in the image of God, that God wants them as his own precious child. God wants each and every one of us as his child. But he has given us the authority then to go out and forgive the sins which are within this world, to proclaim the freedom, to let loose, to unbind those so many people who are bound up and caught up in the trappings of this life. Christ has died, Christ is risen, and Christ has saved us. Christ has set us free from the bounds of sin. He has set us free from our guilt, and he sets us free then to proclaim that good news of the risen Christ. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, keep our hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.